About 40 protesters outside Duke Energy's headquarters as shareholders left the annual meeting today. The clash between environmental advocates and Duke Energy about solar energy and fossil fuels extended inside the meeting, as WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Even the demonstrations continued inside. This group of solar energy advocates interrupted Duke Energy CEO Lynn Good's opening remarks.
Around
hulking security guards escorted them out.
So thank you. A lot of passionate feelings about solar.
The protesters particularly focused on Duke Energy's opposition to a North Carolina bill that would allow other companies to sell solar power to homes. Other commenters were more general.
Good morning. My name is John Hennett. I'm from Wilson, North Carolina. I'm a retired science teacher. I have over 1,300 shares. I've had it for over 50 years.
He mentioned the greenhouse gases from Duke's fossil fuel plants causing climate change.
At what level will Duke take faster action?
Good defended her company.
Our carbon emissions are down over 20% from 2005. We have invested in solar in this state, bringing us to third in the nation.
The debate gets at Duke's mixed record on solar energy. The company has begun actively contracting and building large solar farms in North Carolina. It has a renewable subsidiary that's highly active in the western United States. On the other hand, in North Carolina, Duke has opposed the rooftop solar bill, contracts that force it to buy power from private developers, and the rate it pays homeowners who do have rooftop solar panels. The company projects in 15 years, solar will make up about 4% of its energy mix. The demands for more, Good said, as the comments kept coming, are impractical.
Solar, we believe, will be increasingly important, but there are some practical applications I need to share with you. Solar only works about 20% of the time. I cannot provide 24/7 reliability of power on solar energy alone.
Good says roughly half of North Carolina's energy is already carbon-free. It comes from nuclear power. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.